We had to replace our car recently. The old one was costing more than it was worth, and the emissions restrictions that we now have in London meant the second-hand hybrid was the best option for us, if we didn't have to fork out more than we'd like. There is a slight problem with it though, because I still don't have a driving licence. I mean, not to worry, I can still make good use of it most of the time, albeit with the aid of the Vivian chauffeur slash husband. But he's working this weekend, so I took the train down yesterday. Maybe I'll have some lessons after all. It's an automatic, so there's a lot less to worry about. But I don't really need to, so I'm in no hurry. I think I'll just sit on this until I need to learn to drive. But for the time being, at least, I am woefully underqualified to be in charge of a vehicle. I think it's true for most of us that we often don't recognise our own ability or potential until someone gives us a nudge, or until the need arises and we step up. I love the story of the wedding at Cana for its glorious comedic edge. Mary here plays the perfect stereotypical pushy mother. Anyone looking on must have wondered why she was bothering to push him to do anything about the wine running out. Imagine you're watching it. What's he going to do about it? He's a carpenter. He doesn't have a big cellar full of wine. What's he expected to do about running out of wine at a wedding? So far, up until this point, Jesus hasn't performed a single miracle. So what on earth did she expect of him? I mean, what was he supposed to do about it? Create wine from thin air? Well, not quite, but thin liquid, maybe. But despite the unlikely nature of it all, Jesus' mother could see his potential. She had been dreaming of all that he would do for their people since the moment of his conception. She had gathered up the promises of the angel Gabriel and cherished them in her heart. She had received visitors, as John was telling us about, sent to praise the child in her arms. She had seen wise people recognize what he would become since his infancy, since before he was born. And she had witnessed flourishing of his gifts of wisdom and teaching. Of the little we know of Jesus' childhood, we know that much, at least. And for so long, she has yearned to see those promises and prophecies come to fruition. How long she had nurtured and cared for him, and now, despite being a grown man, he had yet to fulfill his potential. So she gives him a nudge, as mothers do. Jesus responds, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." It's a typical mother and son exchange. Hint, hint. Oh, look, there's a problem over there. I wonder if you could help. Mom, why are you getting me involved in this? I'm not ready yet. I'm sure he wasn't quite a stuffy teenager as that, but the message is the same. Jesus had yet to fully step into his role, but his mother and others saw what he could be and helped him to make his way there. Jesus may have felt that his hour had not yet come, but he had an authority that others recognized. The servants recognized his authority and so followed the strange instructions that they were given. They also recognized in Mary, a woman of wisdom and authority. But without her say-so, they may not have responded as well as they did to this strange young man. The servants might not have recognized the authority of Jesus without being told to watch for it. You know, like when someone whose judgment you trust, who you know really knows their stuff, says, "Watch out for that up-and-coming sports person, or that artist, or this musician." And you take note and you concentrate that little bit more when they appear on the screen or in front of you. And you begin to see their potential because you've been alerted to it. But it wasn't enough for Jesus simply to have gathered a few people who believed in his potential. His ability needed to be tested. It needed to be tested by someone who was unbiased, who knew what they were talking about, who had the authority to pronounce a judgment. With the best will in the world, it's no good you all telling me that you think I'll be a great driver. Though I will appreciate your support, I will still have to have lessons, and I will still need to go to the governing authorities to be tested by someone qualified before I can legally drive on my own. In the same way, Jesus tells the servants to take some of the wine to the chief steward, who's qualified to pass judgment on the quality of the new contents of these jars. Thankfully, the chief steward comes familiar, pronounced a great verdict. This wine is even better than that which had been provided by the family on this most important of occasions. But this miracle to have taken place, it took first of all a need, then someone to spot Jesus' potential. It took others to agree to give him a chance, and someone with the knowledge and authority to verify his faith. And so it is with most of us. I did test negative today. So it is with most of us. We need the nudge, but also the confirmation. It's part of our being a gathered community that we recognize the potential in one another. Help to nurture it for the sake of the kingdom. No two people are the same, nor are we going to do things in the same way. Our personalities, our skills, our experiences are different. No two churches are going to do things the same way either. So it makes perfect sense that we all have different skills and roles. As Paul says to the Corinthians, now there are varieties of gifts but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities. It is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. We all have different gifts, activities, and ways of seeing, ways of serving, but the same Lord, activated by the same God, and we all have that same Spirit. We have a variety of giftings. Do you look around the room today? Just the ones that I can see in front of me. We've got wonderful musicians, and we've got people on the tech, and we have John telling a wonderful story and leading our worship this morning. And there will be people greeting on the door, and there's all sorts of things that happen. Take the list inside. Can't meet without somebody doing the admin, and that's the spiritual gift that nobody ever wants. And that's just the stuff that I've seen in the few minutes that I've been here. There'll be a heck of a lot of stuff going on in the background to even get to this point this morning. Because it takes variety to be a community. All this, those gifts, utterance of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation. And this is not exhaustive because he talks about other gifts in different places as well. Paul tells us that we're each given different manifestations of the Spirit. Why? He says, for the common good. We're all different for the benefit of the community to which we belong. We all have different gifts, and of course, we are all at different stages of life and maturity and experience. Throughout all of that, no matter who we are, whatever age we are all rough diamonds. We can see how the Spirit may work through one another, and we encourage one another along the way. We are lifelong disciples. Living out our gifting is not about whether we're good enough or experienced enough. It's something that we earn. We don't get a qualification or a medal when we're about to do, exercise our gifting. It is exactly what it says on the tin. It is a gift, not something we earn. It's something for us, but also beyond ourselves. We receive gifts for us to use. They're gifts to be used to bless the people of God and the communities that we're called to serve. If the Spirit has gifted us, it is the Spirit working through us. Our task is to explore, uncover, and exercise those giftings until it becomes second nature to us. We have a part to play. It's all very well having a gifting for soccer, but if you never kick a ball around, you're not going to get good at it. And it's soccer, I don't play soccer, football. But don't be daunted by any of this. It's not yet another thing that we have to be perfect at. Because if it's the Spirit working through us, then the Spirit will work beyond the limits of our abilities and beyond the limits of our self-belief. It's even argued that when we reach the end of ourselves, our abilities and our energy, that's where the Spirit is really given room to work. Because we have to let go and let the Spirit. It's when we reach the limit of ourselves that we finally hand over the steering wheel for the Spirit to work through us and beyond us. So we shouldn't ever be surprised that we're not getting it right all the time. Yet, we are all growing and developing, and we're being led by the Spirit. So we need to encourage people when they're trying. Try not to criticize unnecessarily where there are deficiencies or even just differences in the way that we might do things ourselves. Is it kind? Is it necessary? These last couple of years, it is almost a couple of years now, have really worn people down. All our tolerance levels are low. Whether in church, or work, or home, or the world, it's fractious, easily stressed. So be kind. Be Jesus in these situations. Sounds really simple and trite, but it's often hard to do. To be Jesus in situations that are difficult. And that is why we need the Spirit's strength and leading. It's not just relying on ourselves. Try and remember that we're all in the same boat. Encourage the good, don't highlight the negative. Have a willingness to allow space and time and give support to allow people and their skills to grow. After all, it took even Jesus 30 years to really get going. We're all at different stages on our journeys of faith and practice, but we all share in that same Spirit. None of us are the finished product, because God is never finished with us. At that wedding feast, the best wine came last. In Jesus, our best days are not always in the past, but in the futures he is willing for us. However that looks for each one of us. Life is not a slow decline to an inevitable end, but each day is a new adventure. That makes that really tiring right now, but it's true. Each day is a new adventure in God, as we see what God may call us to next. Our bodies may become more limited, but the journey with Christ is deeper and richer each day that we build a relationship with him. The best wine is yet to come. So our task is both to allow the Spirit to walk through us and to guide us in spotting the gifting also laid upon us, to encourage and nurture the gifts in all of us, fellowship, so that all can flourish in the fullness of Christ, to relish the diversity of gifting and experience that it takes to be a community, for the common good of this church family, the community of Canton, and wherever you have the opportunity to be Jesus to others. Today and every day, we follow each of our callings to lead us at home. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful diversity of your people who are there. May we together form all the parts of the body of Christ to fulfill your mission in the world here today and for the duration of our lives until he comes again.